storms and stand up strong. Come on, wherever you are, lift the voice. Let's say, Omema, 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 Omema.
All right, guys, that's the song. Fast. Becoming a favorite for quite a number of people here at Praise World, and quite a number of people listen to the show. It's called Omema, which is now on our website and off an album titled Fire. But the good thing today is we have the crooner of the song, the writer, the performer, the producer of the song, live with us on the show this morning. Please give it up for Peter Adole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. And how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Hey, so guys, let me let you guys know how we're speaking with Peter all the way from California this morning. So just in case you hear any delay, that's what's happening. Okay, so how is California this morning?
California is good. It's 5 a.m.
I can imagine. I can hear it in your voice. Who's going to believe that this is the same person that said, this is a stand-up song? Oh, God. Okay, so let's get straight to business, shall we? Okay, so I'm going to start with your name.
Yeah.
So the first time I heard your name, I actually saw your name, I called it Peter Adole. And then I was corrected. It's not a Peter Adole. It's Peter Adole.
Yes.
Okay. So first off, that must be a really, really big challenge for those around you in California. So tell me, how do they really pronounce your name?
Yeah. I mean, it's different for different people, but majority of the people here call me Peter Adole. And some say Peter Adole, like, you know, so it's just different with different people.
Right, yeah. Right. That's all cool. But we've learned that one, so Peter Adole. Okay, so this song right here is off your new album, Fire. And the song carries so much fire, so much passion, so much groove, and so much praise in it. Would you describe the Fire as something that follows this entire sequence? Like all the tracks in the album have the same energy.
Yes.
So that's.
We try to make sure, you know, every song is delivered with the same passion, the same energy, with the same grace. You know, it's just to show how passionate we are for the gospel and for Jesus Christ. So, if it's for Jesus, it has to be fire. It has to be fire or nothing.
Right, it's got to be fire or nothing. I like it. So how many tracks do we have on the album?
A total of 6 tracks.
Which is your favorite of all of them?
Yes, I beg your pardon?
Which is your favorite of all 6?
The line's kind of breaking. I couldn't really hear that.
Oh, okay. I was asking, which is your favorite track of all the 6 tracks on the Fire EP?
My favorite track. You know what? I really cannot tell.
Okay, let's try this. Now, which of the songs was most challenging in the recording process?
Which one was really challenging? it's kind of difficult to say, but I mean, because they're different songs, you know, they're different songs and different styles, you know. So and pretty much, you know, everyone that I worked with, you know, they're all professionals in their own right. You know, it was just kind of different mindset, you know, with different song and different approach. So, I would say it's really difficult.
It's tough.
It's really difficult. I don't know. I really cannot tell. Yeah.
Okay. So
it's
so
really difficult.
I hear you're a producer as well.
Yes.
Did you produce your own songs?
Yes.
Oh, so what's the process like? You produce yourself. Not very many people get to sing and produce their songs by themselves. So what was that like for you?
You know, usually what I do is when I record any song, when I write any song, in the production process, I usually like to allow some other people produce for me, you know,
okay,
just so that I can have a different perspective, a different, you know, a feel, an idea, you know, from different people, because different people interpret, you know, differently, you know. So so that's pretty much kind of how I've worked, you know, over the years. But in this for this particular in the past, I've co-produced with other people, but in this particular album, I just wanted to I just wanted to give it everything, like give it, you know, I just wanted to make sure every song carry you know, what I feel on the inside, you know, for each of the songs. So I just said, you know what, you know, I'll have to do this myself, you know, because I just wanted this something I was looking for, you know, this type of energy, aura that I was looking for around the whole song. So I decided, okay, you know what, let me do this on myself, you know, for the first time, let me just do it, you know, and see how it comes out. And I really came out good, and I'm loving it, loving it.
We're loving it as well. We're loving it. All right, so there we have it, Fire by Peter Adol. Now, your song, your music, has this African vibe, laced with some contemporary instrumentation and sequence and stuff, just to make it, like, you know, a really fine blend. I'm wondering, so how is the reception of your kind of music, you know, in the U.S.?
You mean how did they accept it, or how did they take it? Like,
what's the reception like? How do people get to respond to your kind of sound?
I mean, the reception is really good, because, you know, I think that one very important thing is the fact that, you know, when you go to different places, you know, you want to bring something new to the table. You know, you just don't want to be doing what everyone is doing.
True that.
You know, because if you're all doing that, recycling everything, then, you know, we're not gonna, where is the creativity, you know? And of course, I live in the US, you know, but I'm not here to do what everyone is doing, you know. I want to make sure that when I come up with something, you know, it stands out, you know. So I'm African, you know, by birth. So it's very important that, you know, for whatever I do, you know, even though I can do Western things, Western music, you know, as much as I can, you know, it is their thing, you know. You don't want to, like, when you go to people's turf, you know, you want to surf with them, you know. You have to use their rules, you know. So when it comes to, you know, the African genre, you know, class of music, you know, they can't beat us. They cannot beat the African with the African sound, you know. So, and the African sound is not familiar. Like, you know, the African person can interpret the African thing better than anyone else, you know. So it's a different vibe, you know. And, you know, the African music is more rhythm. It's more rhythm. So there's no way you will not move. You have to move. You know. You have to move. So the reception is really great, and I'm really happy.
Fantastic.
I'm really happy with it.
Fantastic. I like that. You know, you sound like you have like a good connection to your roots. When you talk about African music, the rhythm, the vibe, it sounds like you have a good you're really in touch with your roots. So, and of course your roots, I'm assuming, I believe, is Nigeria, right?
Yes.
You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very important, you know, like, you know, when I have a chat with some folks around here that are from Africa, you know, I tell them straight up, you know, we're not here. Personally, I'm not here, you know, to lose where I come from. Mm. You know, I'm not trying to be a Western and forget where I come from. No, you know, you cannot forget your roots. So it's very important that in everything that we do, you know, we remember, you know, we always remember where we come from.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can have a roadmap, you know, in everything that we do to know where we're going.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you on that.
Like, yes, it's very key. It's very key. So that's kind of been my what I tell people. So I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Benue State. Yeah.
Come
I'm
on
from
now.
State, so,
you know, you have one of your brothers.
Yeah,
one of your brothers actually works with us at Praise World, and you know, he.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He tells a little bit about how much of a musical family you are from. His name is Limo Blaze.
Said his name is what was he called his
Limo
name?
Limo Blaze.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's from Benue as well. And he talks about how Assemblies of God, precisely, you know. So he talks about how, you know, how much of a musical family and a musical background you're from, and all of that. So we know you have that connection.
Oh, he's from Assemblies of God Church?
Yeah. He knows you from way back.
Oh, great. I have my roots in Assemblies of God Church.
Wow, cool stuff. Really cool. Interesting. So, okay, so now that this album is out, what are the plans for this? Are we looking forward to any videos? Are we looking forward to a tour? Are we looking forward to, you know, besides the album, is there anything else that you have in the works?
Well, so, you know, the album has just been like it's not even up to a month yet, so I just want to make sure, you know, that we have this going around and get people, you know, really enjoy the music and feel it, you know, and worship and praise God with this songs. I want this to get in the veins of people, you know. I want it to be on their skin. I want it to be on their lips. I want it to be on their eyelids. I want it to be everywhere, like, you know, on their hair. Like when they're combing their hair, they're singing the song. You know, when they're in the shower, they're singing the songs. I want to make sure the song is everywhere, on their dining table, everywhere, the kitchen is everywhere. When they have all that, you know. About now, we're planning some tour in the United States and in Europe. So I want to make sure, you know, we get that going first, and then see how, you know, this works overall, and then we can talk about video. I mean, video is always a plan, you know, but we don't have to necessarily do a video, but it's part of the plan, you know. If it comes to a place where we have to do a video, we're gonna do it. But like I said, it's gonna be really difficult, you know, to decide which song to do a video for, because I truly don't know, like, which song I'm gonna do a video for, except, you know, I have to, you know, just trust the Holy Spirit to say, okay, this is the one you should do a video for, you know. So that's really where we're at right now.
Nice. Oh, great. From Jesus to fire to medicine to giving it all to Omema, which happens to be like my favorite at the moment, and You and I Forever. I think Fire is like a really amazing album. Well done.
Thank you.
Done.
Well done. Okay, so on that note, we'd like to say very big thank you to Peter Adole. We believe you when you say you're sticking to your roots, because I'm sure some other person would have changed his name to like Peter McAfee or McCain or something. But hey, the Adole speaks volumes about how connected you are to your roots. So we had a great time chatting with you. Thank you so much for spending time to just talk about the album Fire. And we pray that the reason for which God has given you this album, it will perfect in Jesus' name.
Amen. Blessings. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you for the great work that Praise World is doing. We appreciate you guys, and we continue to pray and stand with you guys that, you know, God is will continue to expand your reach, your horizon, and more blessings. I appreciate you. God bless. Amen.
Thank you so much, Peter. Before I let you go, I want to check out what you are currently listening to. What songs are on your playlist right now? What artists and what kind of tunes are you listening to in this season?
Oh, I'm listening to Fire. I'm listening to Fire. I'm telling you. For real, I'm listening to Fire.
I imagine.
You know, I'm driving, I'm listening to Fire, and I'm just listening to Fire because, you know, as an artist, you know, you have to really feel your song. Mm. That's the energy you want to give out, you know?
Right.
That's the same way you feel about a song is how people are going to feel about a song, you know?
So that's right.
I can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of it, so I just keep listening to it, you know. And every time I listen to it, I hear things, you know. I hear things. Say, "Oh man, I didn't know I do that. Like, wow. And I did that. Wow. I know that." So I keep listening to Fire. Of course, I listen to other artists. I listen to Tasha Cox. I listen to The Waltz Group. I listen to Sinatra. I just listen to different people, to draw inspiration, you know. So, pretty much.
Oh, great, great stuff. So let's keep the fire burning then. Thank you once again, Peter. Have yourself a lovely weekend ahead and a lovely rest of the day.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah. Appreciate bye now. You. Yeah. So, hey, guys, here is Fire right. by Peter Adol of the album Fire. Let's go.
Greater. da 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 da. You sing. Da 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 da